Our gospel reading tonight is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ the Word. Amen. Would you like to take a seat? I'd like to invite Bishop Justin Ford, who's going to be sharing a message with us today. For the last 3 years, mid-November, we've sent Justin a text saying, "Would you please preach at our midnight service?" "Yes, an honour," he replies. So thank you again for being here. It is a joy.
Kia ora koutou katoa, kamihi nui kia koutou. It is absolutely a privilege to be here. I know that Billy and Caleb love this service, and I know that it comes at a cost when you invite me to preach, because I know you'd love to preach. So it is a real honour to be here. I've got to admit, though, I feel like the worship, the carols tonight were particularly good. I feel like I haven't actually had my quota this year because I've been doing ordination services right up until about 2 weekends ago. And in ordination services, people don't tend to do carols, so I feel like I haven't had my quota of carols. So I thought they were incredibly good tonight, so I appreciate that immensely. Just the, this is not my first gig tonight. Some of us in this room, I recognise people. We were at Castle Cliff for Cliffmas carols, and we had about 150, 200 people, but because we were combined with a Pentecostal church, we'll call it 500. So it was a lot of people there. And it was a great gig, and I got to smash out about 60 or 70 pizzas out of the pizza oven, which was really good. So I walked in the room here, and Devine met me, and she sort of says, "Gosh, it's hot." And I was thinking, no, it's not hot, because I've just been standing in front of a pizza oven for hours. So it feels quite chilly in here, actually. So it's quite nice. So it's wonderful to be here, and also greetings to those up in the balcony. It's nice to have the balcony full, and nice to have the young ones up there too. And if you're not young, I've called you young, so take the compliment. There you go. So when I was thinking about this service tonight, and I was reflecting again on the wonderful story that we have, I was driving on the way to Carol's at Castle Cliff tonight, and I was driving with Jason, and I was saying to Jason, I was saying, "You know what, Jason, I didn't grow up being a follower of Jesus at all, and you know, I liked Christmas and that, but I mean, Christmas just makes sense when you're a follower of Jesus. You know, it kind of makes sense. Up until that point, I kind of never really got it. And, you know, I enjoyed singing carols, but carols actually make sense when you know Jesus. You know, it's just such a richer experience, eh? And so I was thinking particularly about the story that we tell every year, and I was thinking about this word that we've mentioned about 3 or 4 times already in the carols and in the reading, which is this idea that Jesus is Emmanuel, which is God is with us. God is with us. That It's your incense. You better be awake. There you go. It's that incense. God is with us. We remember that tonight. We celebrate that tonight. God is with us. And this refrain that we read about in the book of Matthew, when Jesus is called Emmanuel, God is with us. It reminds us of the biblical history where God has always been with his people. We go back to the story of Exodus, where God led the people out of captivity, and then they wandered in the wilderness. They wandered in this land they didn't know, and they wandered for 40 years, but it said that God was with them. In the day he was with them with cloud, and at night he was with them with a pillar of fire. But God was with them in the wilderness, in the land they didn't know. I don't know how many of us tonight, this year, have felt like we're in the wilderness, in a land we didn't know. I mean, it's been a tough year. I mean, we're still continuing with the war in Ukraine. Jenny and myself visited Israel and Palestine in July, and a few months later we find out Israel, Gaza, Palestine, disaster. And then we're into massive, again, financial issues, global issues. We've just had a change of government, and it's been a, whatever way you voted, it's been a very interesting change of government, let's put it that way. That we're in, for many of us, we find ourselves in the wilderness, but God is with us. But this passage in Matthew actually comes from a quote from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 7, where this is prophesied over Ahaz, and it's prophesied as Judah faces decimation and conflict. There are warring nations coming to destroy Judah, and in the midst of massive global conflict, we hear this word, God is with us. Now again, when we were visiting Israel, Palestine for the first time, we spent some time walking around the walls of old Jerusalem. And they've got, when you walk around the walls, they've got this display on the walls where they track the different empires that have conquered that land. Because it's the gateway between Africa, Europe and Asia. And so everybody just goes through there. And so I think you go around, when you go around the walls, you track 14 different empires had occupied that land. So the land where Jesus was born, and to today as we know, is a land of conflict. But into that, there's this prophecy that says God is still with us. Now, I don't know about you, I don't know about your conflicts this year. But I wonder how many of us, as we come to tonight, we're carrying conflicts in our life. We're carrying relational conflict. We're carrying family conflict. We're carrying broken relationships that we cannot mend. And into that, we hear the promise tonight, God is with us. But the most strangest thing to me about this prophecy from Isaiah that's quoted in Matthew is this, that it's prophesied over Ahaz. Now, if you know anything about Ahaz, you know, there's good kings and there's bad kings and there's shocking kings. He was in the shocking kings case. But God still says, Emmanuel, God is with us. Even when we've made horrendous decisions, even when we wish we could take back the clock. I remember as a teenager, one of my first car crashes, I had about four car crashes by the time I was 16 with me and my mates. Wasn't particularly good growing up in Stokes Valley. We didn't have much to do but crash cars. But I remember that feeling as a 16-year-old and you crash your car and then you think, God, can I just take the time back? Can it just go back? And it never goes back. It never goes back. But even when we make the world's most horrendous mistakes, and even if we sit in this room at the end of the year thinking of, only I hadn't have done that, And the truth is, God is with us. That God is with us even when we've made stupid decisions that have hurt our lives and other people's lives. God is with us in the wilderness. God is with us in the conflict. God is with us in our own stupid decisions. God is with us. And I don't know about you, but this truth seems so much more important this year than it ever has. And when I sing the carols, I was impacted by the carols because the carols are so beautiful. And the renditions were very good. And when I sing the carols, it fills me with hope and joy, which is what it's meant to do. But the risk is when we sing the carols, we forget that they exist in the real world. The world of wilderness, the world of conflict, the world of stupid mistakes that we have made. But then when we sing those carols, it reminds us of the hope of Jesus, that Jesus is with us. So what does it mean when we say God is with us? Well, I think God is with us in two ways. One way is this, is that God will always be with you, will always comfort you, no matter what situation you are in. I had a text exchange with one of our priests in the diocese a few weeks ago, and they'd suddenly been whipped into hospital with some major operation, a major situation. And they sent me the most interesting text, because they became a follower of Jesus in their adult life. And they sent me this text that they said this. They said, you know, it was an emergency operation. It was, you know, pretty complex. But they said, I tell you what, I've suffered without Jesus and I've suffered with Jesus. And I tell you which one, it's a game changer, which one's better. And I think that's so true, isn't it? That sometimes in life, we just end up in the wilderness. We end up in conflict, we end up with our own stupid mistakes, but I tell you what, you do not have to suffer without the comfort of God. And it makes all the difference. The second, though, way that I think it means where God is with us is I think there's also times where God actually has the power to transform our situations. That sometimes he leads us through the wilderness to the promised land. Sometimes he leads us through the conflict to shalom, to profound peace, to reconciliation, to mended relationships. And sometimes he leads us through our own stupid decisions, through confession and repentance, to a new beginning. When we say God is with us, we understand that those two things are available to us, that he will never leave or forsake us. He will always be with us. And secondly, that he will be available to help our lives become transformed. But here's the interesting thing. We celebrate tonight that he comes as a vulnerable baby. He's not going to force himself on you or me as a conquering king. He says, I'll always be with you. I'll always seek to transform your life and those you love, but I'll never force that. That's your choice. I'll always be with you, but it's your choice whether you accept that or not. It's a gift that gets offered tonight for all of us, that God will always be with us to comfort us and to transform our lives. But he won't force that, because he comes in vulnerability, accepting that limitation. Why? I think it's because he loves us. And if you love people, you don't force yourself on people. You invite yourself into a relationship. And so as we gather tonight, I just find the story so compelling once again. I can't find any story that I'd rather follow than this story, that God is with us. God is with us in our wandering in the wilderness. God is with us in our conflicts. And God is with us when we've made stupid mistakes. And he'll never leave, he'll never forsake us. And that is good news. And that's why we gather tonight to tell ourselves this story. But it's not just a story we tell ourselves here. I mean, me and Jenny drove in tonight, I thought, man, there's a lot of cars here. Isn't that good? Isn't that so great? There's so many of us who want to know this story deeply because it changes our lives. But this story doesn't belong to us. This story belongs to Whanganui. It belongs to the world, for God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. He came to save the world, not to condemn the world. That is the good news that we celebrate tonight once again. Let me pray. Gracious God, at the end of this year, we just want to say thank you for coming. Thank you for coming into this world, and thank you for coming into our own lives. And we pray that us and this world will never be the same. We ask this in your name. Amen.